Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I'm beginning to think I need to start calling this program Roadgrown, because lately Homegrown seems like false advertising. My adventure as a college rodeo coach went pretty well. I rode along with my oldest son, Will, to a couple of rodeos in Iowa, one at Ames, the other in Denton. Will doubled his saddle bronc outs over the 4 days. He's now up to 6. He's still 0-6, but is learning fast. The horse that he drew Saturday night was especially considered of a green rider. This kind soul of a horse thought Will might have caught on fire as he re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, so after encouraging Will to stop, drop, and roll, the horse kicked dirt on him and stomped on him to make sure there were no remaining sparks. Apparently, Smokey the Bear has a large blue roan apprentice. Speaking of bears, I'm sure I'm not the only cowboy that is wondering how the shake-up on Wall Street is going to affect us folks out here in ranch country. I suppose we'll deal with it like we do with droughts and blizzards and other disasters, one day at a time. Last week's trip with my son inspired an idea for a new poem that might work as a song. I've tried to pitch it to some of my Texas songwriter friends over the weekend at Old West Days. I can't tell you the title, 'cause it takes away the punchline. I roll down this rodeo track, my bronc saddles in the back of this Western Geo Metro Express. To feel the freedom of the road, I had to lighten up my load. A subcompact's not my first choice, I'll confess. This car is all I can afford, and it will work as a backboard or a pillow where I can lay my head. My seatbelt's tight enough to ride, my Stetson in the seat beside. I wish I could drive my big ram instead. Bulls and broncs are no ranker than a visit with my banker. He won't finance my desire to ride free. Buck and bulls I can ride fair, but I can't wrestle with the bear. Wall Street made a roughie out of me. These three cylinders would pitch if I put on a trailer hitch. A good roping horse has been turned out to grass. And my trailer gathers dust, but it covers up the rust. Old roping buddies smile and wave as they pass. That soon sets the stage for rodeo rage, when that power stroke needs to drink its fill. This Geo is a joke, but Cummins nearly had me broke. To fill one tank cost a Franklin bill. I'd like to rope like Fred, I'll try to ride like Ty instead. An example of cowboy tenacity. We might adjust a little bit, the cowboy way is not to quit, when Wall Street made a roughie out of me. With chest out, chin tucked in, I live to ride again. Nothing can compare with how it feels. In the arena when I ride, I regain my cowboy pride that overshadows my economizing wheels. My boots are scuffed and worn, and my saddle lost its horn. Those old roping days may be history. I'll keep riding anyhow if I land softer than the Dow, 'cause Wall Street made a roughie out of me. If any of you homegrown listeners ever have a question about some of the terminology I use, just go to the webpage rpsmith.us and drop me a line. I'll do my best to straighten you out. Thanks for riding along this morning. Hope you can join us next week for another edition of Homegrown.